1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince. Everybody, it's the Ben and Vince Show. We're back once again.
Number 15. I don't know why I have
to. There you go again with the numbers. It's not important what number it is. What's important is that we're coming together to create this product.
This extremely meaningful and, you know, influential.
Yeah.
Piece of crap.
Anyway, Happy New Year! 2008.
Yeah. Isn't it Carson Daly, right? He's the one who's doing it this year? Or last year? Or this is the one who did it last year?
Did it this year?
Well,
like, I don't know. I don't watch this, you know. I don't care.
Me neither.
And like, you were there. I was like completely wasted by that time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Where were you again?
Inside your piano.
It's an upright, so you might have had a little trouble.
well, I know, but you saw me.
I didn't see you. I wasn't in that room.
Yeah, no, I remember you came in and started playing it at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Vince, oh damn it, I was gonna say something. Yeah, you know, one of the side effects of, you know, being inside a piano is hallucination.
Oh, I don't know. You're the piano expert.
That's true. Yeah, so I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to take your word for it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm missing Go-Go on the radio to listen to this.
To listen to this?
I mean, record this live.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to make you do that.
Whatever, they went to commercial.
Oh, okay. Is their commercial by any chance like 25 minutes long?
I don't know. What am I? Something?
I think you are.
I don't know how long the commercial break are.
Okay. So what's up?
Yeah,
got any New Year's resolutions?
Well, let's see. I don't know. Usually I don't make any New Year's resolutions. Wait, I'm trying to think if I made a New Year's resolution last year.
I don't think I did. You should resolve to have a better memory, you jackass.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. Usually, if I ever make like one or two New Year resolutions, they never get done.
Yeah, I mean, I just never even like thought to do them. You know, there's never.
Did you do any this year?
No.
That's boring.
That's important.
I said that's boring.
Oh, is it more or less boring than turtles?
Let's ask Ben Katowski.
Special guest Ben Katowski, here he is.
Not actually asking.
Hey guys, it's Ben Katowski.
He doesn't sound like that.
What are you talking about? I guess I do sound like that, Vince.
No, this is what he sounds like. Oh my god.
Don't tell me
turtles are boring.
Like. What are boring?
Turtles.
Oh, I think you said journals. Or also,
you know, it's
maybe girls.
You know it's not boring, though?
Grapes?
Miss Tubman.
Your impression is uncanny.
Yeah, I know.
How do you feel about photographs or photography?
Who are you asking?
Wow, Vince, who else would I be asking? There's no one else here, Vince.
About Ben Katoski?
Who?
Ben Katoski.
Do you see him?
Look, the radio doesn't involve sight, right?
It's a good thing we don't just exist on the radio then, you know? It's a good thing we have a studio.
Yeah, but to all the listeners out there, they could be, President Bush could be in here.
But
I mean, he just hasn't talked yet.
right, but
Maybe you were asking him how he feels about photographs.
okay, but like we can't make our judgments from the perspective of the listener because anything could happen. I mean, like the whole point is that you're not a listener and we can engage in discussion without you know what I'm saying here?
No.
As in, like, if you always thought that, President Bush could be here, then why would you ever, when I ask any
Well,
question,
I
why
don't
would.
think that President Bush could be here. I mean, but I think he has the potential to be here
If
if we say he's here.
we say he's here, he's here? We have
As
that
far as
kind
the
of
listeners
power?
are concerned, there's no evidence to the contrary.
What if they, like, watching him on TV and, he was there?
It's a body double.
That's a good point.
Yeah. How are you not think of these things?
I'm not so paranoid and, conspiracy theorist like you.
Well, maybe you should be.
Maybe
Maybe. Shoot.
you should resolve to not be.
Yeah, what?
How come it's always New Year's resolutions, Like, how come you can't just make resolutions anytime you want?
Well, it's a free country. You can make resolutions anytime you want, but like at New Year's, it's a new year. It's like a blank slate.
Sort
You
of
can st
arbitrary.
start over. Well, why don't you make some Chinese New Year's resolutions then?
But I mean, like, how about fiscal year resolutions? That seems more applicable.
Yeah, maybe if you're a businessman.
Or like someone spending any
But
amount of money ever.
I'll tell you what. I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
Really?
No, that's Jay-Z.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you are the co-owner of Ben and Vince Corp, right?
I thought that merged with,
The
yeah.
syndicate?
Also, I thought that didn't exist.
What didn't exist?
Ben and Vince Corp.
Why wouldn't that exist? It has the potential to exist.
What?
As far as the listeners are concerned.
Look, we can, just because we could like, make stuff up or whatever, doesn't mean that, things
Should.
that, we can just, like, all right, if Ben and Vince Corp is a company, and then, go use the holdings, the shareholders, the funding, get me benvince.com.
Oh, well, why should I?
Because that's awesome.
You only own 50% of the Ben and Vince Corp. You can't tell me what to do.
Right. You also own 50% of it.
Right,
So
so I
I'm
can't tell you
saying,
what to do.
right, so we should do it though. Don't you think that we should do that?
Don't know what I think. I
You have to
mean, you're
believe.
telling me one thing. I'm thinking something else. So,
Well, what website do you think we should get?
why do we have to get any website? Don't we already have one?
No.
It's called obscureporn.com.
Just because we're the only last people who post on there doesn't
Oh,
mean that we own it.
I was under the impression that we were the owners.
No, that's Eric Kyson who built us the studio.
Where the hell is he, by the way?
I don't know. I haven't seen him.
At all.
I mean, I saw him at
Well,
Thanksgiving.
yeah, me too.
But, like, I don't know. He doesn't really have to be here in order for the studio to operate.
Really? It's not one of those, like, you have to believe in it things for it to work.
Well, I mean, I always see him around like that last time, but like look outside, his car's in here.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, obviously we're still recording.
Are we?
Wait. Oh shit. No, just kidding, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We should really clarify. We should, you know, the we should
That
really.
situation from podcast 14.
Oh, that's not what I was talking about.
Oh, what were you talking about?
I was talking about we should really settle this whole recording versus broadcasting live versus as we speak or
All right,
whatever.
we'll do it after the break.
I'm humiliated.
Good.
Good.
That was my intention.
Okay.
All right, so this whole recording live versus whatever, I'm pretty sure we already cleared that up a lot earlier.
But we keep on, you know, making mistakes or something.
Do you mean?
Well, I mean, I feel like we discuss it like almost every single time.
Look. I don't make mistakes, all right? I take them.
Yeah, And so what's the situation?
The situation is that we're recording live
Is that it?
from somewhere. Studio.
Somewhere?
The studio. Somewhere
Okay.
in USA.
Yeah, you have to turn off or something to get here.
Something like that.
Why not overhead
When you
for
see the
this?
big building with the studio in it,
It
Eric
says Ben and
Bison
Vince
is
Corp on the
parked in
side.
the back.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, I mean, why turn up to get here? Why not some other vegetable?
I think we should change the name of the company.
To what?
I don't know. Ben and
What's wrong
Vince
with Ben and
Inc.
Vince Corp?
I like Corp. It makes it sound
I
like a
like.
factory.
No, it doesn't. It makes it sound like a corporation.
A corporation that runs a factory.
No, a corporation that has a bunch of dead bodies.
What?
You know, like corpse.
Oh no. I think it should be called
Vince.edu, Ben and Vince University, then we can get that
Yes. Yes.
domain.
Venomous University. Now accepting applications for the 2008-2009 school year.
We're fully accredited, don't worry about
Yeah,
it.
not like a Bob Jones University.
No, they're completely, they're way more fake than we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you seen the application?
Which application, Skype?
No, the application for the 2008-2009 school year.
Oh, that's too bad, because Skype is a quality application. Oh, yeah, I've seen the app. Of course, I've seen the application.
We wrote it, right? Didn't we write it?
Co-wrote it. I wrote it,
Yeah.
you co-wrote
No, what? No.
it.
You're a co-star.
Whatever.
but yeah, I don't know. Do you think we were fair with that essay question?
Look, all the kids have to answer the same question.
So
So,
that's, yeah.
the playing field is level.
The playing field is level.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems a little. Maybe we should have ran it through, some additional editing process.
Yeah,
I
whatever.
mean, what about kids who don't have access to, gas chambers? It's unfair.
Look, you know I'm all about, equal access to
To gas
food,
chambers? What
gas.
is wrong with you? You're a monster. I'm founding my own show. It's called the
Wait
Ben
a minute.
and Nobody Else Show.
Wait a minute. I thought we were talking about gas chambers, like helium gas inside a balloon.
That's what I was talking about. But you were always like, I don't know what you were doing.
I
I
just
mean,
think all kids should get to have balloons on their birthday. What's wrong with
well, what about kids whose birthdays don't fall in the 2008 2009 school year? What about that?
What, you mean kids who's born on leap year day?
Kids who don't exist yet,
Like David Lowie?
I don't know who that is. But, what about kids who are born later than that?
Well, they're not old enough to go to Benevents University then.
Not letting people in because of the color of their age, that's just.
Age doesn't even have a color.
Does to me. I have synesthesia.
I see sounds and I hear colors.
Well, all I can hear is heights, but I don't know about you.
Oh my God. But yeah, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. I mean, I guess if they're not old enough to go to Benevents University, but they're still like really smart, they might could go to like Benevents University College.
How about Ben and Vinster Garden?
Yeah, they can go to that. I'm not teaching it though.
We'll get my kindergarten teacher to teach it. I think she retired though.
Well, fine, we'll get my kindergarten teacher to teach it. She retired first.
How do you know?
I know.
When does she retire?
Some years ago.
Well, mine just retired like last year, so.
Ha!
We should just have them fight to the death for her to teach it.
No. What's it with you and dying?
Is with me and dying?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, what is the deal with Gatorade
Oh,
2?
fuck. Yeah, I forgot. We were supposed to have more details about that, right?
Well, one of us forgot. The other one, me, didn't.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking it up right now.
You're looking it up. You didn't even do the tiny bit of research that would have been required to
I did
sound.
do the research. I watched the commercial. Introducing G2, low calorie off the field hydration. Oh,
Oh, so
listen to this,
it's.
listen to this.
Ooh, I like this music. Where is this going?
This is crazy. There's this flash animation and you can like move it around. There's bubbles. Let's see, about G2. It just shows a guy in a suit drinking a bottle of G2. G2 is a low-calorie electrolyte beverage designed for athletes off the field. Research indicates that athletes often do a poor job at hydrating off the field. Some studies show 50 to 70% of athletes arrive to games and practice inadequately hydrated.
So that's really
One of the
dumb.
challenges with off-the-field hydration is calories. Many athletes prefer fewer calories in an everyday beverage. However, proper hydration should not be compromised for fewer calories, as dehydration can inhibit performance.
But doesn't water
Learn
have no
more about
calories?
hydration.
What?
Learn more about hydration.
Oh.
That's
Where?
a
On the
link, I
internet?
think. Somewhere on the internet. Oh,
Yeah, but
hydration. Are you ready? Athletes know hydration is important on the field, but they don't know that it matters just as much off field. That's why some studies show that 50%, 70% of athletes are inadequately hydrated when they show up to play. And dehydration impairs athletic performance whenever body fluid levels fall below 98% of no normal. Really? Okay. The primary cause of dehydration is sweat loss, an essential process that allows the body to release heat to the environment. When athletes don't replace what they lose in sweat, dehydration results in the body's heat loss system is compromised, etc.,
Yes.
etc.
Can we have our money now, Gatorade?
Oh, let's see these G2 flavors. It comes in fruit punch, orange,
Plain.
and grape.
Extreme plain. Mountain runoff, hot tub water,
Look, it only has
that has to be stored
25
separately.
calories per serving.
Wow, regular water has like, let me think, 0 calories per infinite amount of servings.
Only 7 g's of sugar.
Wow,
Made you drop
that's
your
less than seven
headset. That was
H's of
so
sugar.
surprising.
What?
Oh my god. Dude,
Yeah.
G2, I'm telling you, it's the wave of the future.
I like how
It has its own
this
website. It's
recently.
called drinkg2.com.
Okay, probably G2 is already taken. Yeah. Are we gonna, with our immense listenership, are we gonna cause that site to collapse? To
I
crap, to
hope
crash,
so.
I think is the word
I
actually.
hope not. I want to get some G2, man. I'm thirsty.
But you're not even an athlete.
Look, I need to stay hydrated. It's important. It could hinder my performance if I
You
don't.
know, but you don't even ever go on the field.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll talk next time about the special friend that all of us lost.